couple of passages immediately jump to mind here, okay? Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. This is the big one. Tells us to trust the Lord with all our hearts, especially when we're not understanding things. So I'm going to read it from the Amplified, which really, it draws it right out here. Trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him, and he will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. Mm. I mean, like, you know, that just really lays it right out there. If we're really struggling, we have to trust. We have to rely confidently on God with all our heart. You know, we can't trust our own insight. We can't trust our own understanding because, you know, a lot of times, let's face it, our own insight and understanding just isn't enough.
No, usually skewed by emotion sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
All sorts of things, the people around us, whatever it might be.
Yep. And then in terms of how to pray for it, well, there's a little bit of a secret. James 1, verses 5 and 6 tells us, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But, and you always pay attention when there's a but in scripture, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. So yeah, if we're struggling, you know, to get wisdom, guidance, direction, if we're lacking it, we just simply need to pray for it by just simply asking in faith. We have to believe that God is going to give that wisdom to us. Because otherwise, we're just like, well, I'm just throwing this up there, seeing if it helps.
Yeah. You know? If anything happens. Yeah, you might have better luck just to post it on a billboard or something like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So the key here is, you know, believing that God is going to do what he says he's going to do.
Yeah, because he's a good father. You know, he wants to partner, just like you just read. He wants to give the wisdom.
Exactly.